This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Almora police arrested two and charged them with drug trafficking. Almora police arrested two at 2000 Woodhurst Drive in Albemarle and 21-year-old Makai Kalik Rivers, which charged with trafficking opium or heroin, possession with intent to sell or distribute marijuana, plus maintaining a dwelling place, possession of marijuana paraphernalia, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a firearm by a felon. He is currently being held without bond at the Stanley County Detention Center. Also charged was 19-year-old Tyler Wayne Barrier. He's been charged with trafficking opium or heroin, possession of marijuana, maintaining a dwelling place, possession of marijuana paraphernalia, and drug paraphernalia. He's being held on a $100,000 bond. The Norwood Police Department put out a scam alert. They said citizens were being contacted by an individual claiming to be law enforcement. The individual then states that you have a warrant for your arrest and you can send them cash or gift cards to make the warrant go away. Just remember, this is a scam, and report it to law enforcement if you are contacted. The individuals were cloning the 911 non-emergency number. The sheriff's office also wants to remind folks that if you do receive a phone call from a local police department or sheriff's office asking for money over the phone, it is a scam. Local authorities will never ask you to meet them at any location other than their official department or office. And if you're told you have a warrant or owe a fine for missing jury duty or court, do not pay over the phone or meet them in person. Call your local police or the sheriff's office to confirm or go in person to the official office or department. You can call the Stanley County Sheriff's Office directly to confirm any suspicious activity at 704-986-3714. They said this is an ongoing scam and continues to surface in our community. Please be careful. The city of Albemarle won several public power awards of excellence. In fact, they received three public power awards of excellence from Electric Cities of North Carolina, and these awards reflect public power strategic priorities, recognize an exceptional achievement in three key areas. The city received an award in the Future Focus category, which celebrates communities that develop a forward-thinking mindset. And the city of Albemarle exemplified this mindset through LED streetlight replacement program, new customer information, utility billing system, and their electric line replacement. City crews are replacing approximately 4.5 miles of primary electric lines to ensure continued system reliability. City of Albemarle also received an award in the Strengthen Public Power category, which celebrates communities that build public and political support for public power. They were recognized for their outreach efforts, including line worker visits to local schools, customer appreciation gifts during Public Power Week, and utility bill inserts and social media posts. The third award the city received was the People category, which recognizes cities and towns that leverage their people as their greatest asset. The city implemented the Electric City's Apprentice Line Worker Program, a comprehensive program that allows city staff to participate in Apprenticeship North Carolina Registered Program. And this program exceeds federal register and OSHA regulations for training mandates. And upon completion, line workers can obtain their journeyman card, which is nationally recognized by the Department of Labor as mastery level certification for line worker professionals. They also continued their partnership with Stanley Community College to offer instruction for students at the college's electrical line worker training program. Throughout the 12-week program, students are instructed by City of Albemarle's Electric Division staff and learn the critical skills of installing, repairing electrical power distribution systems. WSPC and partners celebrated their hometown heroes for the month of September, and their law enforcement hero is Kim Thompson at the Stanley County Sheriff's Office. With nearly 24 years of experience in law enforcement, Kim began her career as a police officer with the Norwood Police Department back in the year 2000. Eventually becoming deputy with the Sheriff's Office in 2003, she holds both intermediate and advanced law enforcement certifications, showcasing her commitment to professional excellence and ongoing training. Kim's dedication extends beyond her official duties. She's deeply involved in her community. She's a devoted wife, mother, actively supports her children in their pursuits, and often found cheering at their middle school football games or cheerleading events. In addition to her family commitments, she serves as youth leader at Memorial Baptist Church, where she mentors middle and high school students. And Kim exemplifies the values of integrity, service, and community engagement. Her tireless efforts enhance not only the safety of our neighborhoods, but also the spirit of camaraderie among residents. Our hometown hero veteran was Sonny Bost, a U.S. Vietnam veteran, a proud veteran of the United States Army. Sonny served as a medic in Vietnam, where he experienced the trials of war and learned the profound importance of compassion and service. Since returning home, Sonny has dedicated himself to making a positive impact in our community, especially for those who often feel isolated. He brings joy and music to shut-ins at local rest homes like Trinity Place and Spring Arbor, where he organizes monthly performances with friends and family, lifting the spirits of residents to the power of music. Alongside his wife, Janice, he also plays an active role in Meals on Wheels, ensuring that homebound individuals receive not just nutritious meals, but also a friendly face and a moment of connection. For 12 years, they volunteered at the Care Cafe, supporting adults in need with warmth and kindness. Sonny believes that through these acts of service, he receives far more than he gives, as the friendships he forms enrich his life just as much as those he serves. Hometown Heroes is brought to you by our platinum sponsors, URE Bank and Stanley Community College. Gold sponsors, Frog Pond Performance, Stanley Tractor, and Desco. And silver sponsors, Tar Heel Auto of Locust and Mint Hill, A Excellent Telecommunications, BB Oil, and AL Louder. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.